Don't worry. If he shows up again, I can take care of it. No adventurer has slain me. And this time, it's no different. Calm down, rest, and tomorrow I shall hunt for him again. Every year it's the same thing. Some hero comes here to try and kill me, for no reason. Why don't they just leave me alone? Wait, what was that sound? There you are, you sneaky bastard. Finally gathered enough courage to face me? Spare me your theatrics. I don't want to hear whatever speech you have or listen to any word from your mouth that isn't of surrender. The time for talk long past the moment you invaded my home. If you're here for my head, you'd better be prepared for a fight. Do you want a hug, hero? I'm sure you don't want me breaking your bones. But where am I? Behind you? Or to your side? You can't move fast enough, can you? Aha! I got you. Your kind never looks up in time. Don't move, darling. It's over. Calm down. The tight squeeze only I can give you. Shh. Don't speak. Just let it happen. It will all be over soon. It's a shame. You are quite handsome. But you people just won't leave me alone. I'll grant you one last gift. Look at my fair visage, darling. The last thing you'll ever see. No? A trick? I'll turn you into stone? Wait. What do you mean? Let me loosen my hug a bit so that you can speak. Now, answer me. What in the nine realms do you mean by that? Oh, by the gods. That's what they're saying now? That I can turn people into stone? I bet they say I eat babies and kidnap children after dark, too. It's all lies. Your whole quest is a lie. Look at me. I said, look at me. I promise, on my honor, that you won't turn into stone or any stupid thing like that. Fine. Don't listen to me. That's why you were fighting in that strange pose, looking for me through the reflection of your shield. I'm getting to the bottom of this. I'm going to release you. And you are going to sit by the fire like a good, obedient boy. Leave your weapons on the ground. Good. Take off your armor. I'm not taking any chances. Now, what have they been telling you about the great Medusa? A half-woman, half-snake monster who turns people into stone and is an enemy to mankind? Lies. I just want to live peacefully here, on my island. At least listen to me. You don't want to throw your life away for a myth, do you? The truth is, I was once the wife of King Nepareth the Conqueror. Some 800 years ago, or something like that. He was a beautiful man. He looked a lot like you, honestly. And he was a good husband. One day, he had to answer a protective agreement with a neighboring realm, and left me for war. It was a disaster. He suffered a terrible defeat. When he returned, I realized something had broken inside of him. The once proud and kind man I fell in love with had become jealous, possessive, and ordered my imprisonment to keep me safe. Even at that time, my distinct features drew a lot of attention. Even while married to the king, women and men alike proposed to me every day, enchanted by my beauty. There was a song at that time, praising me that my beauty was eternal, like marble, and made people so awestruck that they would stand like statues. I guess after 800 years, the song lost its meaning and got to your version of the story. Nepereth went more and more crazy, so I fled from his grasp. I came back to my people, but every year, a hero would challenge me to take me back home. Terrible wars were fought in my name, and too many good people got killed over his obsession. The day my husband died, I decided that I would never return. There wasn't anything for me there anymore. The statues leading here? I'm a sculptor. Surely making my art is not a crime. But now that you know the truth, I can't let you leave. Because you would tell everyone about this place. I doubt anyone would be able to keep their mouths shut about this. A literal myth came true for your culture. Killing honorable warriors for their misguided actions is a punishment the gods gave me for trying to build relations with humans. Peaceful interactions. You're the first human I have been able to talk to in hundreds of years. No, you're all too violent, and I can't risk the possibility of sparking a new age of bloodshed. You have two choices. Take a drink from this vial, part on your own way, with dignity. Or try to escape and fail miserably, bringing shame to yourself. Or, well, you could stay here with me forever. The isolation is draining, to say the least, and you bear such a resemblance to my late husband. It would be a shame to hurt you. I still miss the feelings of human hands on me. It never lost its appeal. Your third option is this. Would you stay here as my servant? My concubine? Would you want to bed with me? Even when afraid of opening your eyes to see me and having only heard my voice? Beautiful voice. Such a charmer. Very well. Get over here, my good boy. Let's see if you can bring the spark I'm looking for. Kiss me. Oh. Oh, by the gods. I had forgotten the joy of kissing one of your kind. So eager. My long tongue can wrap around yours so well. And your warmth is so good. I just want to bring myself closer to you. Kiss me more. I can't get enough of it. And it's making me really horny. Feel me around your body, coiling around you. Just giving you a tight squeeze. Don't worry, I won't hurt you. I'm going to use you. A cute, small, and tasty morsel like you needs to be enjoyed. And no better way of doing that than commanding you into doing my every will, fulfilling my every desire. On your knees. Now. Your cock is so hard, rubbing against my soft belly. You like how hard I can squeeze you? Good, isn't it? I want you to keep running your hands through my scales while I bring a juicy prize for you. You are going to lick and suck and rub my pussy until you bring me to orgasm. Do I make myself clear? Good. But you don't just get to start right away. Worship me, my little pet. Make me believe I should grant you this gift. You are devious. Kissing around it, licking close, making the outside just as wet as the inside of my pussy. I'm the one supposed to be teasing you. Keep your hands on my back. Don't stop caressing me. Your soft hands on my scales. It's blissful. Never thought I would have felt this again. And your scent? So different to mine, but so enticing. But judging by your deep breaths, your drooling mouth, and your hard cock, you love the scent of my pussy even more, don't you? Do you want a taste, my little pet? Then beg me for it. You heard me. A good boy must ask permission first. And maybe, just maybe, I'll let you worship me even more. So yes, take a deep breath. Inhale my sweet aroma and beg me for it. What was that? I couldn't hear you. Louder. You look adorable like this. Very good, my little pet. I'll let you eat my pussy. On one condition. Since you're so adamant on not looking at me, I'm going to punish you. Do not take your mouth away from it, even for a second. You must keep your face buried in me from start to finish. Got it? Good. And to ensure this, I think I'll squeeze your face into me. Don't suffocate, or drown in this case. Don't be afraid, sweetie. Just start licking me, and I will just be here, squeezing you, running my hands through your hair. And feeling your desperate tongue. That's it, my little pet. Lick my pussy. Oh, just like that. Oh, it's been too long. Oh, since I've had someone help me like this. Doing it alone isn't nearly as fun. Something was always missing. It's your eagerness. The hunger for me. That desire to please me. And the knowledge that I'm stronger than you. That you can't stop even if you wanted to. That I could crush you if I so desired. That you have your face covered in my juices. Out of breath. And that the only breathing you do is permeated with my scent. And the best part about it is that I can tell you love every single second of it. So I'll squeeze you tighter and give you a good hug. Take the air out of your lungs. And breathe again. Filling your lungs with me. Marking you as mine. Watching you squirm with pleasure. Your cock is covered in pre-cum, rubbing against my soft belly. twitching and leaking so much. Don't come yet, darling. Prolong this moment. Concentrate on my pleasure. Oh, yeah. lick me deeper while rubbing your nose on my clit. Swirl your tongue around. Suck at my clit. And maybe I'll let you come. after me, of course. I can feel it building up. Keep just like that. I'm almost there. Feeling your muffled moans with your mouth pressed against me. Brace yourself, my little pet. I'm gonna squeeze you hard when I come. Just like that, yes. Don't stop. Please don't stop. I'm coming. Oh yes. By the gods, it has been so long. Sorry. Sorry. Let me release you. You are a mess. A cute and sexy mess. Oh, thank you, darling. I really needed that. You didn't come yet, did you? Even though my belly is covered in your pre-cum. Good boy. Obeying your master like you should. But still, with your eyes closed. Is that a game between us now? Let's see how long it takes until I force you to look at me. Lie down. It has been a long, long time since I saw a hard, delicious cock like yours. I loved teasing them, gripping it tight with my hand, and moving it up and down, squeezing drops of pre-cum out of it, making my hands wet, and having a whiff of you. I just want to press my face on your balls. And delight myself on your scent. That is so good. You smell amazing. Even better than I remembered. I can already taste you in the air with my sibilant tongue. But I want the real thing. Feel my long, slick tongue all over your balls. And my hands jerking you. I wonder how long you can resist this. You were already close. But now you choose to make this harder for me? Fine. I love challenges. What if I were to move my tongue a little down, past your taint, and lower still? My long, wet tongue could bring you pleasures you have never felt. But if you're going to tease me, I'm going to tease you too. I'm going to suck your cock for a bit. Not much of a punishment, I know. But I just can't resist it anymore. The smell is driving me crazy. This taste. By the gods, this taste. I've missed it. 800 years and still as good as the first time. You don't mind if I go deeper, right? I'm half snake, darling. You couldn't make me gag if you wanted to. I bet you never had someone take your entire cock in her mouth. Do you like it? I'm in love with your moans. No one can resist this for long. I wonder how close you are. Tell me, where do you want to come? In my mouth, huh? Well, if you're a good boy and promise to behave, maybe. Don't come. Hold it for me. I want to see if you can be my good boy while I deep throat your gorgeous cock. Mm. Oh, I missed this. So warm and tasty. Oh, don't come. Be my good boy. My perfect little pet. Oh, I'm not done having fun with this. It is so good to take it all. You are throbbing. Don't pass out, darling. Well, that's a shame. You couldn't hold it. Looks like some more training is needed before I can call you domesticated. Don't worry. It's fine. Your cum tastes great too. But I'm not satisfied yet. I know a little trick to get you hard again. Remember what I was going to do with my long tongue? Licking from your taint and lower? You're going to love this. In it goes. Almost an immediate reaction. Relax, darling. It's going to be better this way. If I jerk you a little bit and move my tongue inside you, searching for all the right spots. There. You felt that, right? Yes, you did. Look at your cock growing again. I told you I knew a trick. It seems like it's hard as a rock again. Maybe I can turn people into stone. Get up. I'm going to coil around you. All that made me so wet again. I'm ready to take your cock in me. Just stay still, and I'll move for both of us. Oh, God. There it is. Finally, it's so good. Your cock feels so warm and snuggly inside me. God, it fits so perfectly. I'll start moving. You just enjoy my scales pressing against you, in contrast with my soft skin. Oh, that is so good. Oh, caress my back. It's so cute. You trying to hug me tighter. Let me help you with that. Oh, yes. Oh, so deep like this. I have you pressed against me so hard. I'm the one that controls your thrusts. And yet you have your arms tightly laced around me. I have one more trick up my sleeve. I want you to suck and plant little kisses at my tail. It's so sensitive when I'm horny. Yes, just like that. Concentrate on that while I worry about your thrusts. I can't keep doing this much longer. I'm gonna come soon again. Don't stop playing with my tail, please. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You are doing a great job. Oh, just like that. Oh, kiss me. Oh, yes. Kiss me. You're almost coming, aren't you? Don't worry. You can let it out when you want. I'm ready for it. I'm almost coming too. Oh God. Oh, I love kissing you. Oh, feeling your soft hands and your cock in me. Darling, your eyes. Yes, you're looking at me. Finally. Do you trust me now? I could never hurt you. Look into my eyes, please. Just keep looking at me. Your beautiful eyes locked on my own. Let's do it together. Let's consummate this union. Man and myth. Slave and master. Love and devotion. Until time sets us apart. I've forgotten how much I love humans. Your kind is always so intense. The fire almost went out. Let me stoke it again. I didn't know how much I needed someone like this. I was afraid to be hurt again. But I want to give it a try once more. You can stay here with me. Forever. Lie down with me next to the fire. I don't have a blanket for you. But with me coiled around you, you're never going to feel cold again. Because I'll always be here, wrapped around you. My hair isn't made of snakes. Your kind has a wild imagination.